KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's clear. 11 degrees above zero. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 29. Good morning and Happy New Year. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland, solving your Southwest Iowa welding problems for 27 years. On this first day of the new year, Red Oak Police report two arrests and two citations. Early this morning, officers cited 20-year-old Dylan McKenzie Terry for possession of alcohol under the legal age of 21. Rodney Earl McAlpin was also cited for providing alcohol to a person under the age of 21. The citations were issued at 419 East Reed Street in Red Oak. Red Oak Police report also the arrest of 25-year-old Megan Renee Guffey of Villisca. Guffey was taken into custody for public intoxication just after 12:30 a.m. at 106 East Coolbaugh Street. She was being held at the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on a $300 bond. And 30-year-old Zachariah Michael Holland of Red Oak was arrested at around 12:30 a.m. for domestic abuse, simple assault, criminal mischief in the fourth degree, and trespassing. Holland was being held without bond at the Montgomery County LEC. A brief pursuit followed by a crash Wednesday afternoon in Pottawatomie County led to the arrest of three people. According to the Daily Nonpareil, a Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department deputy attempted to pull a vehicle over for speeding at around 4:15 p.m. near 270th Street and Iowa Highway 92. A check of the license plate indicated the vehicle had been stolen. A brief pursuit that began soon afterward ended when the vehicle entered the ditch at Valley View Drive and Greenview Road. Three suspects in the vehicle were taken into custody. No injuries were reported and no names were immediately released. Four residents in an apartment complex in Adair were safely evacuated from the structure during a fire that took place early Wednesday morning. Adair Fire Chief Jordan Smith said crews from his department were dispatched to the scene at 802 3rd Street at around 7:30 a.m.
They showed up on scene. There are some flames coming out of the roof. It was a four apartment building complex. All four occupants were home at the time of the fire. And right now, I mean, it's still kind of under investigation, but it appears probably electrical what caused it.
Smith said a new hot water heater or boiler was recently installed in a closet, but it's not clear if that caused the fire. Adair firefighters were assisted by crews from Casey.
Yep, we called for Casey to help mutual aid with us for more manpower and water.
He says the bitterly cold conditions did make firefighting efforts a bit tricky.
Being outside, I mean, you know, we got to worry about stuff freezing up as far as trucks, water lines, in which we did run into some of them problems.
Firefighters were on the scene for about 3 hours. Two units in the building sustained fairly significant damage, while the other two units sustained minor damage. The Red Cross was assisting the occupants with their housing and clothing arrangements. Authorities say two frozen hydrants hampered efforts to extinguish flames that destroyed a mobile home in Sioux City. Fire trucks were sent to the mobile home park at around 5 a.m. Wednesday. Sioux City Deputy Fire Marshal Frank Fulton said firefighters couldn't tap into the two frozen hydrants, so they had to go to a third hydrant farther away to get water. Fulton said the problems may have cost the residents more property than they would have otherwise lost. Three adults and three children who lived in the home escaped safely. A Pottawatomie County woman was trapped in her vehicle Tuesday following an accident in Shelby County. The Sheriff's Department said yesterday 22-year-old Elizabeth Jackard of Avoca suffered non-life-threatening injuries when her vehicle went out of control at around 2 p.m. on 450th Street in Shelby County near the intersection with Maple Road. Her vehicle entered a ditch and came to rest on its side, trapping the woman inside until she could be extricated by Avoca Rescue. She was transported to Murtu Memorial Hospital for treatment of her injuries. No charges have been filed at this time. And Cass County Sheriff Darby McLaren presented Deputy Corey Larson with an Outstanding Achievement Award Wednesday morning during a meeting of the County Board of Supervisors. The award was for his excellent response while performing his duties on November 26th of 2014.
While he was responding to a personal injury accident east of Marnie, Iowa on that day, he came across a van that had slid in the ditch, and a 16-year-old girl had severe injuries to her arm, was bleeding quite a bit out of it, and was in danger of losing it, I think. His quick response in getting his tourniquet out of his first aid bag, applying the tourniquet, applying to her medical needs, most likely saved her arm.
The girl he helped save, Lily Elliott of Marnie, was in the boardroom when Larson was presented with the award. In our funeral announcements, Aisley McCarthy, age 3 of Elkhorn, died Monday at Blank Children's Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for Aisley McCarthy will be today at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Vaneen Groh, age 76, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Funeral services for Vaneen Groh will be held this Saturday at 10 o'clock at the United Methodist Church at Bowman's Chapel in rural Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Richard McCauley, age 81, of Atlantic, died August 31st at the Cass County Hospital. A massive Christian burial service for Richard McCauley will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has the arrangements. Wayne Moss, age 89, of Sun Lakes, Arizona, and formerly of Adair, died Saturday in Chandler, Arizona. Funeral services for Wayne Moss will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Adair. Harry Peterson, Jr., age 81, of Harlan, died Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Harry Peterson, Jr. will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Hugh Ross, age 89, of Atlantic, died December 21st at the Heritage House in Atlantic. A gathering for Hugh Ross will be this Saturday from 2 until 4 at the Heritage House. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. And Jim Galloway, age 72, of Coon Rapids, died Tuesday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Private graveside services for Jim Galloway will be held at the Union Township Cemetery. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland. Call Dan Anstey today for all of your welding and fabrication needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.